Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm going to admit that I have a little discomfort with the sermon this evening. As we have talked about Psalm 41, we've talked about how David wrote it, so it relates to David. But it also relates to Jesus and also relates to us. Well, the title of the worship service tonight is, I Have Sinned. Now, okay, I understand how that David relates to that. I understand how we relate to that. But Jesus, he's not a sinner. He's without sin. He took our sin upon himself. But he never sinned. So how can this be reflective of Jesus? But all of scriptures point to Jesus. And as we look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. For we do not have a high priest, speaking of Jesus, who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. And we could say, yet without sin on his own. Yes, he was sinless, but he bore our sins on himself, therefore becoming sin for us. As John the Baptizer, and I say baptizer, so just because that's what he did, he baptized. As John the Baptizer said, as Jesus was approaching, he said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, who takes away and places it on his own shoulders, who takes it away from us, and bears it himself, who takes it away and becomes sin for us, the Lamb of God, so that we no longer sin. Jesus became a sinner for us. That's a hard saying, but think about it. He had to bear the consequences of our sin. And the only way for him to do that, it was to take our sin from us and put it in himself, becoming a sinner to suffer the consequence that he had to suffer, to go through the struggle in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was sweating like blood. Father, if there's any other way to save these people, please take this cup from me. No, son, you have to take it. But I'm without sin. Son, you have to become sin. And then he goes through the kangaroo court, and he goes through ripping and the scourging and the bludgeons and the thorn of crowns thrust down upon his head and everything that he went through, the mocking, the insults hurled at him. Save yourself if you're the Son of God. All those temptations to just step off that cross. But yet, he stayed. He stayed to the point where he was even abandoned by his father. My God, why have you forsaken me? Because of us. He had to become sin for us. He became David the adulterer. He became those in the garden who ate the forbidden fruit. He became Noah who got drunk right after the ark landed. He became all of us. And every sin that we'd done, he became you. He became me in our sins. We live in him. He took our sins upon himself. How horrible for him to do that. I could just imagine. Well, it's time for me to go down and get conceived by the Holy Spirit and go into the womb of Mary and be born. Yeah, God, it's time for God to become man. It's time for God to go through all of that. He knew what it was to be a man. He knew what it was to be a human. He knew temptation. He knew sorrow. He wept in his friend Lazarus' death. He threw the temple tantrum when they were turning his father's house into a house of thieves. He took everything that was thrown at him, the temptations, so that he could know what it was like to be tempted. And he did not give in. But more than that, he took our sin upon himself to suffer and die. Why would he do that? Out of love. Out of love for the creation, out of love for mankind, out of love for you, out of love for me, out of love for every sinner in the world. Jesus took our sins upon himself and said, I have sinned. I deserve the death penalty. The one that we deserved, he took upon himself. Martin Luther writes on Jesus, I find him a sinner who takes upon himself the sins of all men. I do not see any other sins than those in him. Therefore, let him die on the cross. And so it attacks him and kills him. By this deed, the whole world is purged and expiated, released from all sins. And thus it is set free from death and from every evil. Jesus did that for us. I want us to reflect on this. To reflect how much God loves us. To take the punishment we deserve and place it on the Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now, after he rose from the dead, he is highly exalted. Even though he died on a cross, death could not keep him. He defeated sin. He defeated Satan. He defeated death. And he has now been highly exalted. And the name on him that's been bestowed on him is the name that is above every name. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Thank you, Jesus, for taking our sins away from us. In his name we pray. Amen.